Want an ad-free version of Daily Tech Headlines and support the show directly? Go to DailyTechHeadlines.com to find out how.
Tired of ads barging into your favorite news podcasts? Good news. Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Stay up to date on everything newsworthy by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/news-ad-free. That's amazon.com/news-ad-free to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
My business used to be weighed down by the complexities of in-person payments. Then, Stripe Tap to Pay on iPhone came along and changed everything. With Stripe, I streamlined my payment process effortlessly. No more juggling different methods. Just a simple tap on my iPhone and transactions are complete. What's truly remarkable is how Stripe caters to all my customers' preferences. Whether they're using cards, Apple Pay, or other digital wallets, Stripe ensures a smooth checkout experience every time. Setting up Stripe was a breeze, taking just minutes to get up and running. From local markets to global retailers, Stripe helped me expand my reach and grow my business with ease. To learn how Tap to Pay on iPhone and Stripe can help grow your revenue and reach, visit stripe.com/tapiphone.
These are the Daily Tech Headlines for Tuesday, October 18th, 2022. I'm Jen Cutter. The UK's Competition and Markets Authority has affirmed their decision to order Meta to sell Giphy. The original order for Meta to unwind the deal came in November 2021, and the acquisition was reportedly a $400 million purchase in May 2020. The review concluded Meta would potentially increase its market power by denying or limiting other social media platforms' access to Giphy GIFs or videos and push people to Meta-owned sites. Meta-owned sites already accounted for up to 73% of time spent on social media in the UK. Meta confirmed it will not appeal the decision. FedEx announced the end of its Roxo last-mile autonomous delivery robot just weeks after Amazon announced the end of field tests for its Scout delivery robot. FedEx's chief transformation officer reportedly broke the news to staff last week, saying, "Although we are ending the research and development efforts, Roxo served a valuable purpose, to rapidly advance our understanding and use of robotic technology." TikTok is updating its live streaming features in the coming weeks, including allowing streamers to host adult-only broadcasts. This option will not be an alternative to OnlyFans, as TikTok still prohibits sexually explicit content. TikTok is also raising the minimum age for hosts from 16 to 18 years old, beginning November 23rd. Also, the multi-guest feature grows, allowing hosts to invite up to 5 other participants to a stream in a grid or panel layout. On Monday, Discord announced several new updates, including adding a new lowest tier to the subscription-based Nitro. The new entry-level plan, Nitro Basic, is $2.99 USD per month, which is less than Nitro Classic at $4.99 or the top Nitro tier for $9.99. Nitro Classic will be phased out, though existing subscribers will be able to keep the tier and privileges. Nitro tiers include special badges, the ability to use custom emoji anywhere, and bigger file uploads. Discord is also adding an app directory for browsing first and third-party apps to integrate on servers, all from within the platform. Apple had planned to source iPhone memory chips from China's YMTC for iPhones sold in China, but Nikkei Asia reports it has put those plans on hold. The U.S. placed YMTC on its unverified list of companies, which means the U.S. cannot verify all end users of its products. U.S. companies may acquire components from companies on the unverified list, but may not share designs and specs with them. Announced at Adobe Max 2022, Photoshop desktop, iPad, and web are getting new collaboration tools and AI capabilities for improved image editing. Improvements include automated object selections, content-aware fills, file sharing collaboration, and content crediting. The new Share for Review feature, in beta, allows a copied version of work to be shared through a web link for clients and coworkers to comment on without needing the master file or even a Creative Cloud subscription. Comments will sync across devices. The 4K Google Chromecast, which came out in 2020, is getting an update to Android 12. This adds a frame rate matching feature that should reduce judder and adds new settings for HDR and surround sound. YouTube ended an experiment that locked 4K playback behind YouTube Premium, a $12 a month or $120 a year subscription service. YouTube revealed on Twitter the experiment, which targeted a subset of users, was fully turned off, though did not give a specific reason for the change. DuckDuckGo's privacy-focused web browser is now in open beta for the Mac before its public launch. The browser features defense against third-party tracking, cookie pop-up protection, one-click data-clearing fire button, and DuckDuckGo's search engine. There's also DuckPlayer, which blocks targeted ads and cookies while watching YouTube. The browser is based on the WebKit rendering engine used by Safari and claims it uses about 60% less data than Chrome. Microsoft announced Monday it is adding website typo protection to the Microsoft Defender Smart Screen Service in Edge to combat typo squatters. The new protection will alert users with a warning page when a URL is misspelled, asking you to verify the site address before proceeding. Foxconn Technology Group, also known as Hon-Hai Precision Industry Co., showed off an electric SUV called the LuxGen N7 that will be produced for Taiwanese roads, sold by Yulon Motor in 2023. The five-seat vehicle is expected to travel 700 kilometers, 440 miles, under a single charge. No price was announced. The company plans to produce electric cars and buses for brands in China, Europe, North America, and other markets. Company founder Terry Gao said, Hon-Hai will certainly redefine the EV industry. And Netflix launched a profile transfer feature to migrate a profile from an existing account to a brand new account. The transfer lets the user take along their personalized recommendations, viewing history, list, saved games, and other settings. It can be used by people moving out of a shared household and, of course, for people Netflix catches sharing an account improperly. For more discussion on the tech news of the day, subscribe to the Daily Tech News Show at dailytechnewsshow.com, where you can also find the show notes and links to every headline. Please remember to rate and review Daily Tech Headlines on your podcast service of choice. From everyone here at Daily Tech Headlines, thanks for listening.
My business used to be weighed down by the complexities of in-person payments. Then, Stripe Tap to Pay on iPhone came along and changed everything. With Stripe, I streamlined my payment process effortlessly. No more juggling different methods. Just a simple tap on my iPhone and transactions are complete. What's truly remarkable is how Stripe caters to all my customers' preferences. Whether they're using cards, Apple Pay, or other digital wallets, Stripe ensures a smooth checkout experience every time. Setting up Stripe was a breeze, taking just minutes to get up and running. From local markets to global retailers, Stripe helped me expand my reach and grow my business with ease. To learn how Tap to Pay on iPhone and Stripe can help grow your revenue and reach, visit stripe.com/tapiphone.
Tired of ads barging into your favorite news podcasts? Good news. Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Stay up to date on everything newsworthy by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/newsadfree. That's amazon.com/newsadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.